the halachas are going to get the shvuas, erev shvuas, shvuas. Try a little bit to be maspik. The halachas, the minhagim. First halacha that is magia is people that keep the second half of the sphere. So the Mishnah brings that the minhag is that from Shloshes Yemei Hagbole they're allowed to be mistap. Shloshes Yemei Hagbole is like the Mishnah, but it's only from the day, not from the night. Because we have to have Miktas Yom Kikuloi. So Me'ikar Ha'aloch El Maisi, the people that kept the second half of the sphere, are allowed to shave, I'll be allowed to take a haircut from tomorrow. I don't want to go into the shaving because this came out of a mistake. There's a big tumult now with different signs from Gedolim. You have to know, I'm not going in, I never learned the Indian good. When the Likuta Alochas, the Chofetz Chaim for sure said that it's also, someone has to say Eidus from somewhere else, but the Likuta Alochas, say from the Chofetz Chaim alone, Shtei Davari that it's also, Ein Lanu Elam Ashehu Oimer, I don't think his son in law could be made, Bishmoy, forget from what he himself says in Likuta Alochas. But I'm not going into the Shaila, it's a bigger Shaila from the Derech Agar, when we're speaking in Shavuos and Plita Sapeh. But what I heard from the Gedolim, what they meant to say is like this. This is what the Gedolim Yisrael meant. The Yisrael meant to say, Ein Zach. Lo yala al adas. And this is cloth. If someone shaves with shaver, what is also, he's even Yisodereis. Chomesh Lavim. Could be an every year, he's even Chomesh Lavim. It says, Shalif Dereis. You tell someone, why are you shaving? The Olam said this machine is muta. Who is the Olam? Where is the Olam? The Olam zok. The Olam zok. And they rises. I tried to go around. I asked some people. Someone told him that someone said that his uncle asked the Rav, and he told him that his brother thinks that it's muta. Well, this one is bothering Be'etzin. So give it a you don't shave. Everyone shaves. I never told a person a psak. I'm scared. I'm not a maven. I tried to be a maven. There's a company, Philips. So I sat with them, and they bring me a video machine. I sat with Shmir Shabbos. And they bring a video machine. They wanted the Shmir Shabbos to be matter to shave. So they bring us a video machine. I don't know. I had some Madonna Shazak they could do. We could see how it looks inside the shaver. You see someone shaving, and you have kilo eye. You see exactly what is happening inside. And they could do it slow back. You can see mamash how the hair cuts like mamash. Like you're cutting a tree. It looks like every hair you mamash see. The ganze maharach how it's close. You know the skin and that. And we see for half an hour. We see the Shmir Shabbos kiel chasa. Playing it again and playing it over again, backwards and forwards. And the Shmir Shabbos didn't want to end. He said he's not. He told me if once I would hold that it's mutter, I'm close enough to hold that it's awesome. They bought the machine to show us why it's mutter. He said if I had a time to be mutter, I'm not saying awesome. I'm saying and a video that Philips machine Alain made. And they made it for sure, in the, you know, with their Yoyah team that went to Shmir Shabbos that sounded to them an open mind person. Yeah, and they were sure they'll get an extra, and there was millions of them. And he didn't want to say nothing. When they left, he told me, I'm closer to also from Muta now. So I'm not saying it's Achdu Gdele Yisrael, Chomish Kintzal in them. I'm just saying, the reason that's bothering them, if a person has a Rav that told him specific in the machine yet, on a rough that passed on that machine, not to have a pacha to put it on your face. Why? Because my uncle said that his rough said to his rough that maybe it's mutter. Ayala al adas. Shut up a day, I say. The olam say it doesn't. The olam say. People are saying that they're ISIS because the olam say. Again, if Sidora Bonim Amat, Sidora machines, that is mutter, Avada. They have to start. The people that made the machines didn't make it. I don't know if you know, some people think that the Froom people are most of the Olam, yeah? You have to know, there's billions of people in the world that use machines, and like a couple amount of Froom people that is mamish negeh to them. Chazin, the Kashmir phones, how much the Nachmi Siachas does, yeah? So, no, I'm saying, there's no reason for them to try to make it not to be like a Tal. There's no reason in the world for them not to do it. Only if it's more convenient. From the old days, if for them, it's, forget, the more that it could cut straight, it's the best of us. No, I'm not saying that every machine taki cuts us. I'm not a shayla from the ice. So, business, you know, I'm saying, I don't want to go into the shayla, it's a shayla, I'm planning never to speak about it, but neither. Then also the people that shave with cream, this is the other solution, the etzim. You have to know that if you put the cream on and then you take a plastic thing, if you're out of shit, this is also like towel. Because if the cream, I'm sorry, if the cream takes off all of the hair, then it doesn't make a difference. Plastic, metals, doesn't make a difference. But a lot of times the Metzius says, that's what I remember when I was a bacher, that the cream doesn't take off in guns and the hair. Especially if you don't want to use a strong cream, you use more the Noshim's cream that doesn't burn the face. The Metzius says it doesn't break the hair completely. You have to give it like a little bang yet. So you take a good plaster, you pull it off, it goes off. So the Meile, they hold that Lemaise, the Metzius says when you're taking it off with the plastic, this is the Maise of shaving. The Meile, if it's a hard piece of plastic, it's managed like tau. Tau doesn't have to have a thin metal. So a person I'm all could say, you know, I will not do a machine, and I will do the towel. I will do with the cream, and I'm all could be a towel. Another thing, again, I'm not going into the shittas. You have to know this is negiah to now. Chasam Sefer holds meikar hadin that the isur is only if the hair is big. Kedei loku froishe liikor. He's matter to people to shave chalamoed. Chasam Sefer, why? Because he says if they shave chalamoed, so the hair never grows, so they never over on the towel is ever absorbed. If they were not shaved chalamoed, so motzi chalamoed over on aveira. Maybe it's a chadover over, he says. Maybe he says you're allowed to shave chalamoed. I think it's true with Chasam Sefer. So I'm saying, the bachur that wanted to shave, and you think that the uncle heard from his rav that is a heter to the machine, so the best thing is, if you're mesupek, to take like a trimmer, and to make it very short, and then to use the machine that has a heksha. Again, Chas v'Shalom, someone will say, Pseida, I heard this shtickle now, so I'll do it very short, and then I'll do it with a machine on a Heksha. I'm saying, as the Eitz of a Bochum, that a shtickle Yereim is to do it as a trimmer, and if it seems the trimmer is okay, but Derech Klav, most of the trimmers are okay, and that it doesn't take off, you have mamish. I'm saying, but Derech Klav, some Bochum is not going to get to them during the week, it never grows with Kashil. But now, when speaking, especially after the Sfira, so most Bochrim have already sold Kashil that you could be over all of. So I'm saying, but only the people that are knowing Lefi de Ariya Kodesh, they not allowed to shave tomorrow. Because even that Aloch is a Shavuos, a Sunday, you're allowed to be Magdim instead of Shabbos to shave before Shabbos. But Val is a Sunday, so the people that are knowing Lefi de Ariya Kodesh are Makbid not to be Galeach Lekovit Shabbos. And the heter, they were allowed to do it only Sunday. Go to the next halacha. There's another halacha, the stamp, the mevar zayin. Why is two shvuas? Why is it meant to keep 2 days shvuas? Pesach, we keep because we don't know when is Pesach. Even if today we have a calendar, minhag aviseinu b'yadeinu. But in that day, they never knew when is Pesach. Why they never knew when is Pesach? The shluchim nishgikumen. Sukkot, the shluchim nishgikumen. Shavuos is no date for Shavuos. It's 49 days after Pesach. The Shluchim came already. So even if they had a mistake, till Sivan, they had Chodesh Nisan, Iyar, the latest place is 15 days. It's already, not only from Pesach, speaking about over 60 days that we can find out. So the Rambam is Oymed of them. And the Rambam says that the reason we keep 2 days Shavuos is Otu Shar Yomim Tovim. Zog the Chasam Sefer that in a way it could be that Shavuos is more Chomo Yontef Sheni from two of the first Yontefs. And the first two Yontefs was only Sveik in the Yoyme. Shavuos was not Sveik in the Yoyme. So is the halacha otusha? So is the given a din de rabbanon b'teras vada? And then the Tshuva says Chasam Sefer wants to be machmir. The cholkim tainu does nisht. They did it otu shar yomim toivim, aber ken is dein besser von shar yomim toivim. Und war in shar yomim toivim, it's only machmas and sofek, so it's given like zeyre, sofek otu yishat. Zabona de rabbonon. We know it's not. Otu shar yomim toivim, furtzach in a sofek. Yeah, because here too, it makes sense. It can be that the otu will be better from the original. It's not shiny. Yeah. Lemaiz it's a otu. Lemaiz it's a otu. It's too, it's done. Now, as a minhogim, again, it's not so again, I just want, we'll go kaseda. Legabi lighting candles, Arab Shavuos. Legabi the ladies, the shiloh, to make shechit, to light by night, it's two different minhogim. But Gabi Bochrim, a lot of Rabbonim Paskin, I think this is the better way, even the Bochrim that light candles and their dearest, and they do brachas. Again, Me'ikar Adinim Shem Zaman Arabach holds that a Bochrim is not mechuyev to light candles and his dearest, if he doesn't eat there. I heard that some Bochrim make sudas and the dearest, these Bochrim, maybe for them it's nishgerecht, but to light candles, they mechuyev to light there, if they make a suda and the dearest. But if they don't do a suda and the dearest, Meikar Adin of Shemazam and Hol, they don't have to light candles in the deer. But some Bochim are machmir to light. And some Bochim even make a bracha. In Shavuos night, most Bochim don't go back to sleep by night in the deer. But man, it's not so poshut. Even that they come back to Binene, it's not Mokim Sheina, it's not Mokim Achille. But man, even if you machmir, even if you are from the Machmirim, to make a bracha on Ler Shabbos and your deer, the minig is in Lel Shavuos not to make a bracha. Because it's not Mokim Achille and not Mokim Sheina. About it, a bracha that is planning to eat Lel Shavuos and his dira, other a bracha that is planning to sleep in his dira Lel Shavuos, so, not glad that Machmu, but that God doesn't sleep Lel Shavuos and his dira. So, for Mele, it's good to be Machmu.
What about the second day on?
What?
Second day on,
the if you like, I'm saying, if you like normally, yeah.
Do you like normally, do you like
that before the
first time?
Episode.
What do you do every yom?
Okay,
we're not learning now hilchos and lakas neiros. I'm just saying one little chiluk that legabi to make the bracha lel shavuos. Now, as a meaning in klal yisrael again, it's not so wichtig, but lemaisa is a meaning in klal yisrael to daven lel shavuos late, because tmimos lemaisa the mokir is taz and mogen avram. The ikar halacha was only to make kiddush late. But the ma'aseh nishtarish aminik that we daven ma'ariv late als tmimis. You have to know, even at the places that they makpid to daven ma'ariv late, is a mitzvah that we mekabel b'sinai, teisef eshabes aloch elamoshim b'sinai, teisis yontef, but you have to be makpid to mekabel teisis yontef un shvuris mi be'oid yoyim. It's very wichtig, because most yontefs, a lot of times, we daven early. Mashenken, here, the oilem are makbit daven late, it's after nacht lekule alme, and the ma'isi yo'iver and the mitzvah of Tesis Yontef. So you have to be mekabel Tesis Yontef before that. Now, it's a meaning of Klal Yisrael to be awake by night, al pi de shlo, and avada the meaning is to be awake the whole night. Now, the shadow is like this, legabit birkas ha-teiro. So the halacha is, if a person was awake by day and by night, so he has a suffix if he has to make Birkas HaTorah when it's Alois HaShachar. What is the suffix? The Shaila, why a person has to make Birkas HaTorah every morning? He did yesterday, so why he has to make it then? So one Teretz is, because when he went to sleep, he was Masiach Das from Torah. The second reason the Mishnah Berurah brings down is, Chazal made a Kviyas every day a separate bracha. So if because Masiach Das, this person was never Masiach Das, he's awake the whole night and he's learning the whole night. But if it's because every day is a different bracha, so he has to make a bracha, so it's a suffix. Because this halacha l'mashal, someone goes to sleep in the afternoon, he was Masiach Das, but it's not a new day. He was awake by night, it's a new day, but he's not Masiach Das. Zot Rav Kivir Eger, if he slept Erev Shavuos, and he was awake by night, he could make a bracha in the morning, because he has a Mimon of Shach. So a person that has a Mimon of Shach, when it's Alois HaShachar, he could get up, and he can say Birkas HaTorah. But if he doesn't have a Miman of Shach, so he wants to wait till the guy that comes. Zogim Shlomo Zalman, he's allowed to wait, and you don't have to say Misafek is also to learn Machmas HaSafek. Zogim Shlomo Zalman, you carry on learning. He says you don't have to rush to wash your hands in the first minute. You can sit and learn. When you finish to learn, you go. Not like the people on Mamish Medakdik Chas V'Sholem, not to learn the second half of the Zashacha. Zogim Shlomo Zalman, a value can be Mamshich to learn. Now, Me'ikar HaLoche is two brachas that you can make. Elokai Neshomo V'Amar Yosheino. All of the other brachas, even if you're awake by night, you can make them. Maybe I'll say two more now, one more now. Natilat Yodayim, maybe three brachas. Natilat Yodayim, Elokai Neshomo V'Amar Yosheino. Now, Natilat Yodayim, the Mishnah Berurah says you can go to the bathroom and you clean yourself, so then your hands are for sure dirty, and you can make the Natilat Yodayim and Asher Yotza. So the two brachas that you cannot make a bracha is Elokai Neshomo V'Amar Yosheino. Lemaisa, the minig in the world is that we try to be yaita with someone that slept all of the brachas. It's only the shufre ba'alba. If someone comes to shul yet, but if not, or you didn't hear them, it's not a problem, you could do the bracha without no suffering. Now, was the minig in Klal Yisrael to put trees in the shuls? Shechonor brings down, Noagu lishtoyach ha-sovim ha-beis ha-knesses, u-ba-bayit, zecher l-simchas mat-n-teire. Shehoi yosham ha-sovim, sovi va-har. בוא נדע ראי, נכסים הצוין והבוקר על עירו אל מול האור ההוא. ואיסטרס, the sheep wanted to go to India. ואיסטרס was full with grass. The middle of the desert, the mountain, מוכתזה, why did צוין והבוקר want to go there? Terrences was full with grass. The משלבור says, זכר שנידונים על האילונס. Now, the משלבור brings down that the girl was מבטל the minig, because they're going, and their choge, they also put on trees. So we don't want to look like the choge. Now there's a big vikuach if the goyim was only mevatel the trees, because the mice and the choge, they put trees, they don't put grass. I don't know, maybe it changed today. But as I think it's the case, that they put trees and not grass. I'm just talking to the mice and the goyim was mevatel the gansen. The mice and the litvisha places, it was bottle and gansen. In a lot of chsirisha places, they only put grass. But some chsirisha places put also trees. Again, because the goyim was mevatel. They hold that the goyim came after us. They don't have a right to make an achog. But you have to mevatel them, meaning to put trees in the choger. They can't come and start to make chukas agoyim, and we don't have to stop. We can't start the meaning that the goyim filtach. But when the goyim started, the goyim will start to go with yarmulkes. So now it's like kibbutz of a goyim that started to go with yarmulkes, yeah? The mechuv to start to go with yarmulkes? About the nish. I'm just saying, why yarmulkes? They go. About the nish. But the goyim, I was talking that the goyim didn't mean, the goyim was mevatel very shtar. He didn't mean that the isur from chukas agayim, as they stated in Ma'aseh Rav. He just meant that chil Hashem shebari. Modern people will come to shul, they also have their choga. And people will not understand that. Again, if that is the reason, so people say that for sure grass and these zachim is not such a problem, because the goyim was not mevatel in gansu. The Ma'aseh Baruch HaShulchan brings down that the minhag was this battle even with grass. The Ma'aseh, this is the Litvish HaMinhag. Now, let me get a little bit more to the Ikar HaLochas, but let's get a little bit more. It's coming in Hogim, a couple of Lochas, that there's a lot of different inyonim in them, and I want to talk as Skum Shvuz, Tzavisunas HaSeva Midaf. It's a minhag to eat milchiks and shvuz, yeah? And this miyat comes, you know, Bachim comes out to Israel, they're all busy to mekayim this choshev of minig in eating milchiks and shvuz. Now, the minig to eat milchiks and shvuz, the mocker is, I want to go mesuda from the mocker bis lemaise. And simen tof reish tzadik, and tof tzadik dalet, I'm sorry, tof tzadik dalet, noyagim bekamo mekoimo yisleichol ma'achol eicholov beyoim rishon shel shavuz. Zog der hamo, why? Because was the minig klal Yisrael bought in Shavuos shtei alechem. Now the halacha is you're not allowed to eat fleishiks and milchik with the same bread. If bread was on the table for a fleishik meal, you're not allowed to use the same bread for a milchik meal. Why? Because we choshesh is a sif in Shulchan Aruch. So people ate milchiks and fleishiks. How they did it? They started the meal with milchiks and then they switched to fleishiks. So they had to have two breads. So this made a zecher l'shtei alechem. You have to know, a person that doesn't do that is not the Eitzah of the Rambam anyways. When she eats milchik still on Shavuos, no shachis to the Rambam. It's an American meaning maybe. The meaning from the Rambam is, the same Suda, milchik and fleishik, have two rolls of bread. Zeche v'shnei alechet. Someone says, with Zeche makbid af Rambam. No shachis to the Rambam. So this meaning is the Rambam. Now, we'll go back in a second. This meaning had a big problem. It's nicht as they're always gehalten to eat in the same meal, basa b'cholof. Even that after milchiks we're allowed to eat fleishiks, but that the Zohar state klod that in the same seuda you're not allowed to. So the ma'aseh, the priest can say that the shvuas, the tzarech shvuas you're allowed to. Me'ikir din all the year you have to be makbid a half a year, a half an hour in between milchiks and fleishiks, like a tchir to bench even, and not to have a seuda one after each other. But the ma'aseh, Klal Yisrael were noyeg. But again, this meaning, most people stopped it. I think it's kimat not knowing anymore to have this kind of meaning. There's another reason to eat milchit. Because the Torah was nimshal lecholov. Another reason, Mishnah Berurah says, because when they went down from Har Sinai, was so much halachas, shchita, nikur agid v'achelev, bishul, was very hard to get basar, to cook meat. You had to get good knives. To shecht the knife, to take out the chaylev, to machshu the basar, melicha. They didn't have ready meat. It takes the whole process. Milk, you just go to the cow and you milk the cow. You don't have to have any kosher kelim. Mikra din, it's cold, it's not a problem. So b'meila, they couldn't eat fleishiks. They only ate milchiks. Rabbi Yashiv in the shir, he said more from that. Not only because it was so much halachas. Lama Zogah was only one halacha, the shechten, and then you can eat it alive. But he said, Akol moedim shenit no teira b'shabes, you couldn't shechten. So anyway, they couldn't eat fleishiks. That was kumen, that they couldn't shechten, even if they shechten, it was very hard to get a knife, and then to kasher them, and then to take out the chelim, and then to take out the dam, and to make melicha. So I'm going to ask it, Mishabur comes out much more portion. What? What? Oh, so it's not the portion you can't milk on Shabbos. Second of all, the milk that they milked before, the Pashas, if they know themselves, it's called Cholav Yisrael. Especially we said different people here anyway said that Cholav Yisrael is not a problem, yeah? So, I was waiting for the Shaila. Cholav is not such a problem. I'm a Basso. This is what the Bihar says, he doesn't understand. Why do you have to come to this whole shtickle tale of the Mishnah Berurah that it's hard to make fleishiks and it's easy to make milk? It's Shabbos. They couldn't have basar, but milk there. I hear. Can that? They said the meaning is a few second. Maybe the second man Omar anyway holds like the first reason for Marzul B'cholam. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sharatziyot that even if you want to eat, so what people do lemaisa, we have three minhagim. The stipler ate by night milchiks, by day fleishiks. Some people take it do two sudas. Some people, because the mice is the Indian to eat fleishiks. I'll explain the problem. Maybe I'll explain the problem. Yontef is a aloche boso v'dogi v'chol matami. Ain't simcha ala b'boso. It's b'pash it's a chiyuv to eat fleishiks. People that think there's no chiyuv, that in every Shabbos to eat milchiks. No, the Torah says, Klai Yisrael anoik to eat fleishiks. So be'etzem, how you can eat milchiks? What do you say? It's a elik aminik. The Eli Kaminik was to start with milchiks and then to do fleishiks. No one has to show was dreaming as Malat Ramo not to eat Boston and Yontif, not to eat Dogim and Yontif, Ayala Radas. Forget, they started with milchiks and yet switched to fleishiks. So, the style of the motion, we correct that, his meaning was to eat by night, that the Iker Simcha is by Yoim, Iker Suda is by Yoim, by night he ate milchiks, but then he ate fleishiks. A lot of people eat both, a lot of people even only make a kiddush on milchiks and then they eat leishiks. But in America I heard that the Olim are more makil to have one of the sudas, and it's really totally the plebeis to decide velcha. It's not totally the minhagim. But you can, I'm saying, lemais is sudas amideh. Now, so the people that have two different sudas, it's not such a problem. But the people that have the mashal, a kiddush on milchiks, and then they want to eat leishiks, it's only if they don't eat hard cheese. But if they eat hard cheese, as a aloche, as if you have to bustle, you have to wait 6 hours to milchiks, after hard cheese, you have to wait 6 hours before you eat mukh, before you eat fleishiks. The Zelba Halacha, that after fleishiks, you wait 6 hours to milchiks, after hard cheese, that's not the Sharatir. Now, so, I want to be masbir lemaisa. Maybe we'll just start with the halachas to make it clear, because I'm Shmuel is talking again, I just mamish tamtzis advar. The halachas like this: midoraisa, you're not allowed to eat flesh and milk if it's cooked together. If it's not cooked together, you're allowed to eat it, midoraisa. Midorabanan, you're not allowed to eat it even if it's not cooked together, if it's mixed together. As another halacha midorabanan, not only if it's mixed together, if you ate fleshiks, you're not allowed to eat milchiks after it. Why? Loshon HaShulchan Aruch is b'simen pitesin yeredeya lo yoichal achar she'ochal boser b'ei me'orichai ya'oif gvino ad shish oshoz. Two reasons. One reason is because it gets stuck in the teeth, and the main is that when you eat milchiks later, you're eating fleshes with milchiks. And another reason, because the taste, meat is heavy, and when you breathe, a person has gas or something like that comes up, has a kind of fleishiks inside it, has a kind of flesh taste, so the time is there, and it's ki'ilu basar b'cholov, and it's us. What is the nafkamina if a person swallows? So the reason in between the teeth is not shaykh, but the time of the taste goes up, so shaykh. What if he didn't swallow? He chooses it for a little kid. Choose. Little kid needs, can't chew himself, so he's chewing it. So in the poskim, it's also asu, because maybe it's stuck in between the teeth. Now, how much you have to wait? The Shulchan Aruch state, 6 hours. The Ramah brings down that some people are knowing an hour. Zog the Taz, that roi lehachmir shen shesh shoes, v'chen roi lekoil mi sheyesh bei reach toiro. In Germany, it was a minig of 3 hours. Tzapide Yisro v'heter. I know a friend of mine went to ask him, Shemazam and Ayabach, he told him, if you have been Torah, it's roi for you to change from your Germany minig to the Vneteyah's minig, and to start to be Germany, and to eat, to keep 6 hours. That's what Shemazam and Ayabach told him. Told him, if your wife has a different meaning, don't force her, but this is the right way to be tayra, to keep 6 hours. Now, what is 6 hours? We have three shittas. Most people hold 6 hours mean full 6 hours. Some people say close to 6 hours, the Meiri says. Some people say 5.5 in a minute. Shemzama says it's Beduik Loshon HaRambam Keshashos. If you don't have a minig, you keep 6 full hours. If you have different minogim, you do the other minogim.
What
is yeshiva? What? What is yeshiva? I don't know the yeshiva. Even if I know, I can't say something. Now, what would be lemoshel? It happens a lot of times. A person in the middle of second seder, lemoshel 5.5, he feels something in between the tooth. He takes it out like a piece of chicken. So if he takes it out, it's not a problem. Some people, you know, it's not so polite to do that. So they play with the tongue and they swallow it. So the Sefer Zelzov holds that you don't have to keep another 6 hours from then. But the Badei HaShulchan, America is a lot of this Kabbal, he holds that you have to keep another 6 hours. But Ravade, I know, so don't bother, have Nervin, and now every time that they swallow something in between, they'll think maybe it's a piece of chicken. Avada, even if you have Nervin, if it was a piece of chicken or not, Lekula Alme, you don't have to keep 6 hours. Not stamma, because I'm saying it, Lohitzi Milivam Shal Nervin, because it's a halacha that if you miss supik, you don't have to keep. The Moshe, if a person doesn't remember if it's 6 hours or not. So, if it's, he ate chicken, if you most poiski mi'ikar adin, you don't have to keep 6 hours. Now, what if a kelt? If it's a big chasana, and it's the fleishiks you ate lamazog at 10 o'clock, and now it's 5 o'clock in the morning. You want the coffee. You're allowed to drink a coffee or not? It's very nagi ala maisa, though, and now it's slow. Yeah, the chasana starts early, you eat fleishiks, and you dance, and you dance, and you dance, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and you want to drink a coffee. You have to bench. La aloch is we makbi not to drink fleishiks and milchik in the same meal, and you have to bench before and then eat. Now, the halacha is for Bnei Ashkenaz if something parev was cooked in a fleshy kepat, even if the fleshy kepat was clean, if it was cooked in 24 hours and was used for fleshiks, you're not allowed to eat it with milk. You don't become fleshiks from it. You don't become fleshiks, but you're not allowed to eat it with milk. Now, the halacha is the other way around. After milchiks, you're allowed to eat fleshiks. Like at chila, you have to wash your mouth, clean your mouth, to bench. What if you have to hard cheese? The Ramos says, yesh machmirim, afilu basor achar gvina. Even flesh after cheese, v'chei noyagim, she'agvina hakosho en oichlim achareo, afilu basor oif, k'moy gvina achar basor, v'yesh makilim, v'toyb lehachmi. So the feed them, feed this Ramos, if a person eats pizza, he has to keep 6 hours after it for flesh. Pizza is made dough and hard cheese on top. You never ate it. It's dough and on top of the hard cheese. Now if after hard cheese you have to wait 6 hours, so after pizza you have to wait 6 hours. And like this, what? We'll get it. Ramah doesn't say that it's cooked or not. What? And the Maisa is there, I think all of the Frum people, the Maisa are Makpit. And after, you know someone that's not? I never saw a Choshev person that's not Makpit.
What? You'd be surprised. I saw.
So let me get Pamelach. I want to be masked with the tzedakah. Why some people here think that is a heter after pizza to eat flesh? What is the tzad? Yeah. Or after hard cheese? Yeah. The Taz says that the aloha of hard cheese is only hard cheese that has like worms inside. Doesn't mean that all the hard cheese that really had like festa hard cheese, they call it like the Switzerland hard cheese, like has like holes inside. This is called hard cheese. Why? It says there because when you eat it, the taste goes up after it. Even if it's a pizza also, it goes up. I try, after 12 hours it goes up. It's poshmas, but there's no suffering about it. Even the Rabbanim will make it, I'm saying like you because they never ate a pizza. Everyone that will eat a pizza is masking that the cheese goes up at least for 6 hours. The Mele Avadet has the reason of the cheese, it's poshmas. Now, I'm just talking because the hard cheese gets stuck in between the teeth. Now, there's a Rabbi Yashiv holds that you have to wait 6 hours after yellow cheese, they break him the American cheese 101, 110, I don't know how you call these white blacks, and he held it and he said, for sure, 6 hours this is considered yellow cheese. Some people don't do kichol asher yerucho, yeah? But we will have small shul you mean, even if we don't understand it, if this begon ador says, this is what we do. In the Sefer Choyka Melech, he brings down that he asked Rabbi Yashim about pizza. He told him it's melted already and it doesn't get stuck. Somebody else told him, you're right. But they have a second reason, that the taste goes up. When I say in Sefer Pischa Alochas, Sefer from America, Pischa Alocha, he brings down that Mishem Rabbi Yashiv, that you have to keep 6 hours. Zebazach Mishem Zaman Ayabach, also in Alich HaShleim, it's printed, he says, after every yellow cheese you have to keep 6 hours. Was a mice in Kulteyeh, this are here in the Shemir Shabbos Kil Chosso, that Bochum went and bought pizza 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Friday. Yeah? Nishtan Yontef. On Friday, they bought pizza 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then came Lel Shabbos, so the Shabbos was 6 o'clock. And they didn't know what to do. They couldn't eat in the yeshiva. So they went up to Zalman, and he said, this time you can make it, but not anymore. Ad kan shamati. No. To be masked with that if Shad is. Now, Rebbein Kotler told a bocher in Lakewood that avada you don't have to keep 6 hours after yellow cheese. It's not called, he said, what is called yellow cheese? Only cheese that you have to really take like a grater. And grater, this is considered hard cheese. This soft cheese, which can do this stuff. As a Sefer Ber Moshe, also was one of the Choshev Persim in America. And he says also that you don't have to be machmir. Lemaise, the ones that Aser is Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Dayan Weizer, Tzal, Rav Ozner, Moshe Shternbuch, Rebbe Yashiv, they hold Lemaise that it's also. The Umas then, I heard Edus, Hashem of Moshe Feinstein, and Moshe Feinstein said that our yellow cheese you don't have to keep. Now, so this is the reason a lot of people in America don't know Bichlal as a musik to keep after yellow cheese 6 hours. So, what a person has to do now, the Frank and Rebbe Vosotan Lemaise. I just want a person has to know as to Tzvei Shittas. Now, the problem is like this. There's a guy, Reb Moshe Talmid Chochem, Choshev Talmid Chochem, Reb Moshe Vaya. And Bugs is very big. He printed a letter 10 years ago in a newspaper that he went to find out the Metzias. And it says like this. Why Reb Shlomo Zalman hold and Reb Eliashiv we have to keep after yellow cheese 6 hours? For a couple of reasons. First, they said the Metzias is the taste goes up. And it's true. Second of all, they said, Chazal said yellow cheese, you don't start to make chalukim. Zan yellow, zan yellow. And then it says yellow cheese, hard cheese, yeah. More from that, he said. Amol, you're right, it took 6 months. Even the Moshe is like, but cheese that is 6 months, you have to keep. This is a Ramon. Hard cheese is not considered. Our chemicals, in one day, they do what they did in 6 months. So it is considered a hard cheese. Chazal said 6 months. What are you talking? Today it's 1 day? It's not 1 day because they put the cheese outside and in 1 day. They have chemicals that bring you to the yellow cheese. Now, this is one thing. Another chum Rabbi Yashiv said, we call it shelf life, something like that. That, you know, when items are on the shelf in the store. What? Well, shelf life. The Metzias says, Rabbi Yashiv holds that he spoke to people that the cheese, when it's sitting on the shelf, it also grows. It also becomes more cheese. Even that they put inside things that will not get spoiled, but it's more cheese. Yeah? The Metzias says he found out, the Moshe, you have the keto cheese that you buy here, the little, and sometimes when you get it, it's 6 months after it's made. In between 2 and 6. There's the cheese that is called chert, yeah, in between 5 and 12 months. Parms, Amtel, it has 5 to 10 months. Mare, Peschasim Sefer, 6 months. Gilad, 6 months, it's on the shelf. Smemele, he says, it's a stamatas. They went to Remotion, soft cheese, yeah. If they went to Remotion, it's really 6 months. We'll never have Remotion, that's it. You know, Remotion never thought that, you know, it would be standing there 6 months, yeah? But the Metzias is, not only that, they said that a lot of these cheese, some of the items, the way they make the cheese, it's like machmetzes. They have pieces of cheese that are really cheese for a long time. And they put them inside, and this kilu, as if machmetzes, you know, wheat makes the whole, the yeast makes the whole thing. Bemele, I'm saying, to tell a person that he has to be machmir if his milig is for sure not to, chvesnish. I don't say if you have to tell a person to be machmir. But a person to know that is a big list of gdeli Yisrael that hold that after a pizza, you're not allowed to eat flesh.
It's frozen. It's frozen for a couple of months. Does that count also?
Yeah, it also grows. Let me get one mezach that is a chumre. It's good to know it. You'll see it Be'ez Hashem Shavuot this morning. The halacha is like this. In Shulchan Aruch state, our mazbe de shayle. It's a big chumre that goes around every year. In the morning of Shavuot, yeah, you're davening, and they read the Megillah source. If you realize, all of the frum people that know Shtikel Halacha, when the Chazan makes the brachas of Al Mikro Megillah, they stand up. You never realize that? Maybe some people fell asleep before that already. I'm serious. Every frum person, every Bar Halacha, where you will be, you check Shavuot morning. You see all the frum people, stand up. Al Mikro Megillah. Now, it could be that you didn't see it for two reasons. Because in Chutz La'aretz, not everyone makes a bracha. What? Because they don't have Megillahs. Because they don't have Megillahs. What? Efshar. Otu Eloi. Otu Eloi Efshar. Lemaise in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, everyone has kosher and Megillahs here. And the Maisa, we make a bracha. chen an ois. Now the shaila is, you'll see. I said the aloches shiurus for two aloches, for two purposes: to know the aloches and zaynish kana amaretz, to know what is going around. You'll see all of the bale aloche. I'm saying even people that eat flesh after pizza, but everyone, all of the bale aloche stand up for the mikra megillah. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos paskins that you have to stand up. Lemaise, some people tell me that you don't have to stay up, stand up. And I want to be masbe the vikuach. The vikuach starts like this. The Mishnah Berurah says, Amina glamoid bebirkas al mikro megillah. It's a Mishnah Berurah. You have to stand when you make birkas al mikro megillah. Sima Tofrish Tzadi, Koira Odomes Amegilo, Ben Oime Ben Yosher, Zogdem Ogen Avrom, Miyu Abroche Yvorech Be'amido. Zogdem Sharatziun, Ayn Machtis HaShekel, Degam Ashoimim Abroche, Kevin De Yoitzim Al De Shmir, Mishum Shomei HaKoile, Tzrichim Gam El Avoy. What do they do in Lekwa? They stand in the Broche Mikro Megilo, they sit. What? Megilo Sester. Megilo Sester, they also make a Broche. We can't just break in a life, no. Yeah? So again, this is a Mishnah Berurah, Nalagim Levorich al Mikro Megillo, and you have to stand when you make the Broch al Mikro Megillo. Zog de Sharatzion, Kofsa Zamach Zashekel, Gama Shoimim Tzrichim Lamed, as the Simon Tov Reish Tzadik. Zog de Sharatzion, Va'ay Mach Zashekel, Gama Shoimim Abrocho. Even the Yitzim and the Shmir, Mishum Shemeh Koine, Tzrichim Lamoy. And this Mishnah Berurah, Mogen Avraham Sharatzion, Repesach Tzvi Frank, is Choylek, and he says, Birkas HaMitzvahs doesn't need a Midah. Only Tzitzis, Tzfiras HaOmer, Tfilin, Mikra Megillah doesn't need. Lemay is a Klal Yisrael, knowing like the Mishnah Berurah, to stand B'Shas Mikra Megillah. The kafachaim stand, people sit. But the most people, the ma'aseh, our minig was discovered to stand. But when we go to Mikdash, our minig is to stand. So again, be'etzem, I don't want to go in. It's a big machlekes. If you have to stand in Birkas HaMitzvahs or not, it's going in Simen Ches. A state that you have to stand when you misate betzitzis. Zog de Mes Yosef. You also have to, we learn it, that Mehechel Chomesh Bakomo, in Sfiras HaOmer you have to stand, Tzitzis you have to stand, Tfilin Tkiya Shefer you have to stand, they say a remez, Atzas Hashem Hitokum, Atzas Omer, Tzitzis, Tkiya Shefer, Tfilin Tamud, you have to stand. Now, the Goyen is Cholek and the Goyen holds that Birkas HaMitzvahs don't need to be Be'amidah. The Mogen Avraham learned that Birkas HaMitzvahs need to be Be'amida. We have a lot of stiras about it. And the Yichus Tefillin, even the people that sit B'Shas, they put it on, they stand, and then they sit, they stand in the Broch, and then they sit. It's different minhagim. I'm not going in after the Shaila. We're going back that we have, at least in the places that Mishnah Berurah told us, most people follow the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah told us that we have to stand B'Shas Mikro Megillah. This is Mogen Avraham and Prime Godim, and the Sharatzion said not only the Mevorech, also the Shemeh. So to fit this Mishnah Berurah, even if all the Birkas HaMitzvahs we don't know, we say Mikro Megillah, Mikro Rus, Mikro Shir HaShirim. You make a bracha, you stand, and the Shemim also stand. And you'll see, Bez Hashem, you see everyone gets up. All the Shtikl Balei Halacha get up. What is the Tzad not to stand? One time I was saying, Chur Atzvei Klav. But if you hold like the Goyen, that Birkas HaMitzvahs you don't stand. But the Maaseh was niskar with the Mishnah Berurah. The reason not to stand is because it's like this. The Mogen Avraham himself asks a kasha. In fact, there's a kasha. He brings down the Machtzah Shekel, I'm sorry. Machtzah Shekel says not only the Mevorech has to stand, everyone has to stand. He has a kasha. Shteit in Mogen Avraham, again, the Mogen Avraham said you have to stand in Mikro Megillah, so the Machtzah Shekel not only the Mevorech, also the Shemea. Frank the Machtzah Shekel on himself, how I could say such a chidush, that not only the Mevorech has to stand, also the Shemea, and Hilchis Kiras HaTeir is Muchach Faker. Shnei, that b'shas that the chazan makes the broche and b'chus ha'teire, everyone has to stand. B'shas look the broches. Why? Because have a davar shebekdusha. When davar shebekdusha, you have to stand. It's muchach in Magen Avraham that the reason we have to stand b'shas the broches of kiras ha'teire because it's davar shebekdusha. Frank the Master Shekel, how I could tell you that everyone that hears the bracha from Mikra Megillah has to stand, because in Kriyas HaTeira state, that the Shoinim only have to stand in the bracha from Kriyas HaTeira, because they don't worship Kedusha. So the Master Shekel, I'll tell you the answer is Pashut. In Mikra Megillah, every Yid needs to read the Megillah. No Shemei Koine. So every Yid needs to make a bracha. So man, every Yid has to stand. It's not a chiyuv on every yochi. It's a din on the tzibur. The man, it's enough that the shliach tzibur is standing. No, as davar shebekdusha, you have to stand. Man, it's zogin the lamdim. Mikro rus is also davar shebetzibur. The person missed rus. Doesn't have to go to listen again. As they even missed the kriyas ha'teira. Katriba, yes, but you have it not. The man, as they even kriyas ha'teira, the mechitzas ha'shekel is masking. Then you don't have to. Only as davar shebekdusha, mele mikro rus is not mikro megillah. Mikro rus is mikro toyo. Now it's poshut that the bracha on megillah is not called davar shebekdusha. We're right that the Mishnah Berurah said that the only reason you have to stand is because the master shekel. Kriyas ha'teira is davar shebekdusha. Al mikro megillah is birkas hamitzvos. And this they say that Rabbi Yashiv holds, but you don't have to stand. Lemaisa in Luach Eretz Yisrael and the Shmir Shabbos. And most of the fruit people you'll see stand in the brachas. But lemaisa, I'm saying the Rebbe Masbi was the tzad not to stand, and I heard that Rebbe Yashiv doesn't stand.